have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? It's Friday, and you can get involved by calling 888-777-5373, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, my biblical question, a doozy. Does God care about what you say you believe or what you live you believe? Does God say, does God care about what you say you believe or what you live you believe? Amazing question. It really is amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about running around, doing whatever it is you're doing, no matter where you are in the world, we're here from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, heard around the world by everybody and they mama, if you're black, their mama, if you're white. And for the flat earther, we're heard up and down the world. So different time zone for different folks, and some people just can't sit and watch it. They got to run and do what they got to do. But you can still do what you got to do when you're doing what you look like you're doing by podcasting the show and listening on your phone. You can listen on your phone as it is happening right in front of your face by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buy me a coffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday again. And Friday is a relaxed day, the last work day for some people of the week, but not for all people, especially nowadays. Friday's like, get it off your chest day, relax. Fridays is and will always be Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
It appeared to be a frosty reception at Madison Square Garden for President Trump. Outside.
There is no love on earth.
Video shows a Spurs fan getting jumped.
Where is the love?
And you can see that Spurs fan walking down the street when a crowd surrounded him, trying to rip off his jersey.
But the Knicks are going to the finals!
No, this is pure love here.
I'm glad Austin is dead.
Love is dead.
Hey, what are you on jury selection?
No, he wasn't. Seriously.
Where is the mother love?
That's for sure. There is no love. Think about that. There is no love in human nature. We all came from love. We all were created by the energy of love, from love. Love sent us here on the planet. And what do we end up doing? Hating one another and ourselves. Why? What happened? Why and what happened? There is no love in human being. That's mind-blowing to me. But I understand it now. So it's not like all the way mind-blowing. If I didn't understand it, it would be all the way mind-blowing. There is no love created by love, and there's no love. That's amazing. Let me just, some of you may be aware, I do counseling during the weekdays, I do counseling by phone, Skype, or in-house, and with family and individual counseling. And there are some men and women around the world, not just in America, but around the world, there are some men and women who are truly waking up. They're working on themselves. They're waking up. And by itself, life is changing. And all of a sudden, without any effort on their part, they are not as interested in the things that they used to do, in the type of conversations they used to have, in the so-called fun they used to have, or what they thought was fun at the time. They're not as interested in the family gathering or worshiping mama and all that as they used to do. And then what is happening as a result of that happened, and most people didn't know it was going to happen, and yet when it happens, they can't go back. They can't change. Just because this is happening to them, they can't go back and try to please mama or please the crowd or anything. But they're like surprised that it happened. And what's happening to the men and women who are waking up, your family members, in some cases, most cases, your family members, your friends, if you're married, guys, your wife, or ladies, if you're married, your husband, and some even in adult children, your brothers and sisters are turning on you. They are mad at you because now you're just not the same anymore. And you're walking away from the crazy house, the insane asylum. You're walking away from it. You didn't know this was going to happen. And then in some cases, the mother is building an army against you by telling your brother and sister, and even sometimes your daddy, that you don't love her anymore. You don't come by anymore. You don't show up for Mother's Day or whatever holiday there is. and she send them after you. Mama said you don't treat her the same anymore. Or the crowd of her friends say you're not the same anymore. You don't show up for the party. And you're surprised that this is happening, and you wonder what to do about it. And I know this because I'm ask all the time. And I say and highly recommend you do nothing about it at all. Zero. You're not responsible for how anyone else think or feel, including your mama. That they're thinking and feeling is inside of them. And then the jealousy and the revenge that they have toward you because you're overcoming the crowd, you're becoming an individual, a free thinker, an individual, and they don't like it, that's on them. It doesn't mean you're wrong at all. As long as it's happening naturally, you're not pretending. But you can't do anything about your life changing and all of a sudden you're not as of the world. Eventually you won't be of the world, period. You'll be in it but not of it. But you can't do anything about overcoming the world. You want to overcome the world. Otherwise, you're going to be in misery for the rest of your life. So for those men and women who are feeling, who are just maybe not sure as to what to do about other people turning on you, literally nothing. If it's your parents, it doesn't matter. Just don't resent them. Forgive them. They know not what they do, as you didn't know what you were doing at one point. All right? So stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Continue to work on yourself as an individual, and you're not responsible for someone else's action toward you, hating you because you're no longer a part of the crowd or part of the family or whatever they want to call it. All right? Stay with it. Because the devil will send the deceiver, the devil. He will try to deceive you inside of you. He will send his demons for you. And he will also send the demons of others to try to stop you. Don't go for it. But don't resent. Have no resentment. Love your enemy. Forgive your enemy as God has forgiven you. And love God with all your heart, soul, and might, along with nobody else or nothing else, and you can't go wrong. But you got to be of love. Love sent you here. Who you think put you on the planet? Hate did not put you on the planet. Love did. And you turned against love. When you were a child, you didn't realize at the time what you were doing. But return to love. Return to the Father. And love your enemy. Don't hate your enemy. That don't mean you got to hang out with them. You don't have to call them. You don't have to text or email or anything unless you want to. Because if you love them, whatever you would do now, you're going to do it not out of guilt or a sense of responsibility. You're going to do it out of pure love because you want to do it. All right, men and women. But you got to work on you and stay with it. And just know the world hates it when you leave. When you're just not as interested about going down to the corner and getting high pot anymore. They're accustomed to you coming down and getting high and drinking and paying $7,000 for a football game or a basketball game. But when you don't want to do that anymore, like, what's wrong with you? Forgive them. They can't help it, all right? Amazing. It is a spiritual battle. It's not physical at all. Zero. Some of you know about, and then I'll take your call, but some of you know about the stabbing that was reported that happened in Texas at a track meet, where a black boy by the name of Camilo Anthony was accused of stabbing and killing a white boy at a track meet. And the white guy name was Austin Metcalf, all right? And so it was a big deal about that. They finally had the trial, and according to a report, Anthony got 30 years, I believe, 30, 35 years, and all hell broke loose. You also have heard that it's been said that there were all white jury. And now the real report is coming out that it wasn't an all-white jury. There were no blacks apparently on there because, according to the report, when they questioned the black, you know, when you're picking a jury pool, you try to pick the person you want on the jury, right? And so you ask them questions about things before the trial start. And according to the report, the blacks were, when they were asked, they were like, no, I don't like white people, according to the report. I don't like white people. I can't punish Anthony. It's like punish my brother. And so they're like, no, well, you can't be on the jury then. What the? And then so they put out this report, oh, all white jury. And I have that coming up for you. Yahoo News is reporting that out of the 18 total jurors, including alternates, 6 were racial minorities, meaning non-white. The panel included individuals of Hispanics, Asian, Middle Eastern, and Indian descent. It wasn't all white, according to Yahoo News. Isn't that amazing? This is why you can't believe what you hear in the media and even online nowadays. So the trial is over, hell broke loose, and apparently, in accord to CBS Morning, Camilla Anthony's mother told CBS Morning her son didn't intend to hurt anyone and was defending himself. He didn't mean to hurt him. He was defending himself. His father, Anthony's father, said, what stood out for him was a all-white jury. Watch this from CBS Morning.
This morning, we have an exclusive interview with the parents of a Texas teenager sentenced this week to 35 years in prison for killing a fellow high school athlete.
My son didn't intend to hurt anyone.
He was just playing.
My son was defending himself.
It took less than 3 hours for a jury to reject 19-year-old Carmelo Anthony's claims of self-defense in the stabbing death of 17-year-old Austin Metcalf. Prosecutors argued Anthony intentionally killed Metcalf after being taunted and shoved by Metcalf and his teammates at a high school track meet.
Take us inside that courtroom. What stuck out to you?
What stuck out to me, number one, was the all-white jury. But I was trying to be, you know, like, all right, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, the truth is on our side.
At the sentencing hearing, the defense called only one witness on Anthony's behalf, his mother, Kayla Hayes.
What did you tell the jury?
To have mercy on my son.
What do you say to his grieving family?
It's unfortunate to where nobody wins. We've all been hurt by this.
Amazing. See how, he said all-white jury? I don't know. I wasn't there, so I don't know. And they didn't have cameras in the studio, so no one really knows. I mean, you wouldn't know. According to Yahoo News, 18 total jury out of the 18. 6 were racial minorities. The panel included Hispanics, Asians, Middle Eastern, and Indian descent. So it wasn't all white, according to Yahoo News. And the final 12 persons panel consisted of 8 women and 4 men. That's from Yahoo News. 8 women, 4 men. Isn't that amazing? I saw this. Someone sent me a clip of 2 black women talking, I guess on some show. And they were explaining that the reason they were not something like, the reason that there were not black people on the jury, because when they were questioned, the blacks were questioned, they were saying they couldn't, they didn't like white people, they could not find Anthony guilty because, something like that, I don't have the exact words now, because it was a bro, and he was a baby. And they were warning the blacks, don't say that. If the jury asks you questions like that, even though that's what you're thinking and feeling, don't tell them in advance. So in other words, pretend you're going to be fair on the jury and then go there and lie. Isn't that amazing? Would you want to have a trial, you're on trial, and you have people on the jury who have pretended that they're going to be honest and fair, and they're not. Think about that. What type of encouragement is that? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world really gone crazy. Earth is not heaven. And mankind is not God. What the? So apparently it was not, and according to Yahoo News, an all-white jury. I noticed that Anthony cut his hair. And now he looked like my black producer, Derek. He looked like he had some sense. But when he was wearing all that nappy hair stuff all sticking up, he didn't look like he had any sense. But they cut the hair to make him look like he had some sense. Isn't that amazing? He looked just like my producer. I was like, what? That's Derek. What? Is that Derek? Derek? Is that you? What a mess, huh? Austin Metcalf's father said the court victory is bittersweet. So this is what Austin's father said. The court victory is bittersweet. Both families say they have received threats. Watch this for Morning News.
That poor boy is fixing to experience a life that I would not wish upon anyone.
Austin Metcalf's father, Jeff, called Anthony's sentencing bittersweet.
What it boils down to for me is this. Austin will never walk through that door again and never give me a hug.
The case drew national attention, prompting protests in support of both teens. And both families involved say they've received threats.
This morning, I've had multiple emails, texts, threatening me, calling me all sorts of names.
During our interview, the Anthonys made a point to call back one man they say continues to dox them.
Why you calling me, man?
Make fun of you.
Both families urged supporters to tame their emotions.
I forgave him. But people need to understand about forgiveness. Forgiveness was not for him. Forgiveness was for me, so I don't carry the rage, the hate, and that around. It will eat me up like cancer.
At the end of the day, there's nothing we can say or do for people to accept us.
Amazing. Hell on earth. And it's going to get worse. My producer is laughing about the fact that Austin looked like him. Once he got a haircut. It's funny how a nice, neat haircut makes you look like you have sense. But when you have all that crazy hair and all that mess, it looks like you're crazy. What the? Here's an image of a from Grok. This photo shows a man urinated on the grave of Austin Metcalf. What's this? Urinated on the grave. Isn't that amazing? Who do you think is causing this guy, or what do you think is causing him to do this? Other than getting a thrill out of it, an angry thrill. Anger is a thrill, just like so-called good feelings are thrill, and both are wrong. But other than getting a thrill out of being angry and hateful and doing this, who do you think is driving him to do this, or what? The world is gone crazy, and it's going to get worse. You can take it off now, buddy. And it's going to get worse. There's no love in that. And according to Grok, the man in this video that we just showed you is Tristan Darius Johnson, a North Carolina man with a prior arrest record, including child abuse charges. See? It wasn't like this before the Civil Rights Movement. Black people and white people were naturally working things out. And then they were brainwashed. And they were divided. And this is what you're getting. This is what you're getting now. Amazing, huh? I want to just play with you, play for you what Austin Metcalf father had to say. Listen from X. After his gag order was lifted, Austin Metcalf father posted a video lashing out at the Anthony family. In one of the heated moments, the father called Camilla Anthony's parents grifters. And so when my producer gave me this and I read grifters, I thought it meant someone who traveled a lot. They're like gypsies, go from one place to another like gypsies do. I don't know if gypsies are still around. Do we still have gypsies on the earth?
Yeah, I think so.
Where are they? I don't hear about gypsies anymore.
Out in Europe.
Oh. They used to be going around stealing everything.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I know they still exist, because I see videos. They call them pickpocket out in Italy.
Oh, yeah.
Out in Italy.
Pickpocket. Oh, yeah.
Like, pickpocket, pickpocket. And then there was this person who was pointing them out and spraying them. To point them out and tell people, look, this braid person is a pickpocket, and they look all nice. He was saying that they were gypsies.
And now that you've said that, I saw in the local news that down in, I think, Orange County, California, somewhere, I may be the wrong city, but there were people going around pickpocketing.
In New York?
In Orange County, California, I think.
Oh, okay.
I think it was Orange County. It was on the local news. And they were even, like, you know how young people carry backpacks now? They were even going into the backpack while the people were walking, because people walk unconsciously.
Right.
And they were ripping off the... So I wonder if those were gypsy.
The word you're probably thinking of is drifter. Drifting around, drifter. But yeah, in
a gypsy told
me... That used to be
me.
Just a European thing.
But I remember at one time they were over here.
Like pickpocketing?
And I'm like, what y'all doing over here when you need it over there?
I heard they only do it in Europe because there's no guns. But they would be too scared here, but now that's changing.
Oh.
I don't know.
Amazing. So, a gypsy is a drifter.
No.
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 Back in a moment.
Copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger
was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So, just to be clear, Nick, so there's a difference between a drifter and a gypsy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And a Rolling Stone. I don't know.
And a drifter is what?
Someone drifting from here to there. Drifting around with no aim.
Oh, so
aimlessly drifting.
If this is true, that Metcalf called the Camilla Anthony's parent grifters. They meant someone that's drifting around?
Mm-mm. Now that means...
What's the difference between a grifter and a gypsy?
You know
or
what?
A drifter. Or a drifter.
A grifter is someone...
G-R-I-F-T-E-R mm-hmm. is what?
Grifter, here's my best definition of it, which I'm pretty sure is very close, but it's someone who uses a situation, a movement, or an identity to get something out of it.
Yeah, that's what he meant. No. Okay. And a drifter is someone who travels around from different locations.
With no aim.
Just kind of, yeah. Okay. And anyway, it's Friday. Friday, busy days. But no hate report today. Hake is out. No hake at 9. But at 11 a.m., a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. A brand new episode of the Fallen State. TV. He didn't take that off. I saw you run across. He didn't know how to do that.
I had to go
first. Okay. The FallenState.tv. I had an amazing conversation with Amy Reichert, an activist. Activist founder and the founder of Restore San Diego. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
A little-known socialist candidate all of a sudden overtakes Spencer Pratt. Mysteriously, Skid Row saw a 133% jump in voter turnout.
I remember the good old days before we went to bed, we knew who won or lost.
So, of course, we had COVID and the lockdowns. Everything was by mail.
Why don't the federal government do something about this?
We should see arrests in election interference coming in 1 to 2 months.
Amazing. And you can, that's at 11 a.m. today. And then you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or jesseleepeterson.locals, jesseleepeterson.locals.com. Thank you all. And then after that, the American Anchor Baby after the Fallen State, around noon, 12:15. You black, so you can never be sure. But sometime after the Fallen State. And then I'll see you all at Fellowship on Sunday. Doors open at 10:30. Meeting start at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Go to rebuildingdemand.com, rebuildingdemand.com/church. So before I go to the call, let me just play the response of Austin Metcalf's father, after, according to X, after the gag order was lifted, and he posted a video lashing out on the Anthony's family. Here's one thing he had to say in a heated moment about Austin Metcalf's father called the Anthony's parents grifters. Watch this from X.
Drew Anthony, Kayla, you're cowards. You wouldn't even show up for your son's sentencing or victim statement impact. You abandoned your kid. You left him there. I guess he's no more use to you because you can't get any more GoFundMe money or GoSendGo money. You are grifters. You should be ashamed of yourself. You raised that child. And I swear to God, CPS should come check on those other three that you still have. You never once admitted or took accountability. You tried to play victim. The real victim is the one who died, not the one who shoved a knife in his chest. I come to pray with you and show the world we can close the gap of this unbelievable racial divide. And what'd you do? You widen the gap even further. You hire a convicted baby-shaking felon, kicks me out of a press conference. Oh, funny. I was somewhere I wasn't supposed to be, but I left when asked. I didn't stab anyone.
Amazing. Don't mess with Texas. He goes on to say that black fatigue is real. Watch this for me.
The race card. Black fatigue, it's real. I'm sorry. You have embarrassed your own culture and race. Don't get me wrong. We got white people that embarrass the shit out of me, too. But you guys, you got a patent on that shit. And the only people that's going to change it are you. Don't blame the white person because we can't change it. But you're going to blame the white person for every thing else. Y'all think I'm a saint? I'm no saint. I'm as human as you. I have emotions. Just because I'm a Christian doesn't mean I don't sin, because I don't walk on water and I don't turn into wine.
Just because I'm alone don't mean I'm lonely. What the? What a mess. And last but not least, he goes on and say that and call Anthony's folks, what he called Camilla Anthony, a watermelon felon. I never heard that term before. I guess you steal watermelon. I used to, when we plant watermelons down in Alabama, we used to plant them. And then after a while, they grow, and then they're like really red and sweet and good. We used to steal watermelon from the patch. So we may be a watermelon felon. Why is this from X?
Drew Anthony, you're a and a coward, and you raised one. Kayla, you drunk. What'd you do to that boy to make him stab somebody? My God, what kind of mother are you? You people hang your hat on the dumbest I've ever seen. Let me make one up. Y'all can make, let me make something racist up so y'all can go viral. I got a new name for Mello, okay? Because he was such a little boy y'all were trying to portray. How about Watermelon Felon? How's that one strike you?
That made me want to go out to the watermelon patch and get a good, nice, fresh watermelon. What the? I thought this guy did the right thing. met Cliff's father when he wanted to, when it, this whole thing first happened, he wanted to go and meet them and apparently and evidently Al Gore's report and meet with the black, with the Anthony's family. And they wanted, he tried to get along with them during that, but I guess he was rejected. But I still, right now, the wrong thing to do is to go on the video and attack like that. That's not love. You can't, and I understand how the devil inside of you tempt until he gets you to cooperate. But likewise, the devil outside of you, inside of other people, tempt until you finally cooperate with the devil. You got to not cooperate with the devil at all, period. When he's tempting you and condemning you, you got to stop participating inside of you. And outside of you, inside of others. Really? And then it'll be over. So it would have been pretty cool if Metcalf's father had not responded at all. Just move on with life. And that's what love is. Lay your weapon down, leave the battlefield. And the war is over. Let the other people fight as much as they want. But you don't have to fight with them. You don't owe that to anyone. And you're going to discover so much that'll blow your mind. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Bulgaria and talk to Denny. Hey, Denny.
Good afternoon, Mr. Peterson. I hope you're doing well, sir.
Where have you been?
I've been here, sir.
You crossed my mind. I had not heard from you in Bulgaria in a long time. I thought maybe you were traveling or something.
Actually, sir, I was. And I wasn't able to go because back then I used to call from Skype, but they closed it, so I couldn't call. But there's another option now, so I decided to give you a call with a little update.
Amazing.
If you have a moment.
Right on. Update.
And Mr. Peterson, you know how you always say that no woman is good, right?
Yes.
And I decided to prove you wrong.
Good. So, right on.
Yeah. I couldn't, though. So I was traveling. Yes. And I was like... What does he mean, no woman is good? There has to be one, right? And I was always been told that, you know, as a man, I should purchase property and you know, to be ready to be a father. And I did all that. So now all that I needed was a wife. And I was looking for one. Actually, I even dated a gypsy for a while just to see. Maybe that's something fine over there.
A gypsy?
Yeah, we had a few of those here, so I decided to try it. It wasn't a good idea. And like, women from all over the place, Mr. Peterson, from the Philippines, from Cuba, everywhere. And at first, everything is fine, and when they kind of feel comfortable, they show that Satan in them, and it's every single time it's absolutely the same. And at first, I was very angry. And because I've been practicing the silent prayer, and then I wasn't that angry because I was able to see it. And now I absolutely don't care at all. It's not worth my peace. If it happens, fine. And if it doesn't happen, fine.
Yeah.
I even tried with a Ukrainian girl. Because I was thinking, you know, every thought is a lie, right?
Yeah.
And I was thinking, oh, but she's a refugee. She's so nice. She's so beautiful with those blue eyes. She's such an angel. And I tried a few of them as well. Every single time was the exact same thing, Mr. Peters. Every time. And now I'm not even trying. I'm done. It's over. If it happens, fine. If it doesn't happen, fine. I've purchased the property and, you know, it's quite profitable, so I'm doing well. And that's it.
Amazing. Well, the spirit is the same all over the world, and just because they are coming from a different culture, they still have the same spirit, which is evil until you overcome it. And so a lot of time men go to foreign countries thinking that they're going to get away from the spirit of mama by getting a different culture woman, and they still end up marrying mama and have the same problems.
The spirit of mama is alive and well everywhere. I was shocked, like every single one of them.
Yeah.
I was somehow convinced that at least one of them should be good, right? They don't even want it to work on themselves. I'm willing to work on myself. That's fine. And I was talking to them. But no. And I'm not going to change anything or anybody. Life goes on, and that's it, Mr. Peterson. It's just not worth it.
Well, right on. Well, did you stop doing the silent prayer at one point?
No. I haven't.
So through all that, you stay with the silent prayer, right?
Yes. And Wednesdays, you know, I'm doing it morning and night, but Wednesdays are difficult for me. I have difficult meetings. So, you know, for a short period of time, I'm doing it in the afternoon as well in the office. Because it really helps. So every morning, every night, but on Wednesday during the afternoon as well for a while.
Amazing. So are you able to say how you're able to call now?
Yes, Mr. Peterson, indeed I am. I'm using an application called Viber, and it's just calling your program. You know, back then it was on Skype.
Yeah.
And you're just adding one. Well, now it's on Viber. I can send you a message if you want to on Twitter. And you just add plus and one, and everyone from everywhere can call your program.
Right on. Thank you. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Let me ask one quick question before we run here.
Sure.
Do you have a life?
Yeah, it's actually a pretty good one.
And what is your life?
Well, I'm waking up early in the morning. I'm doing my job. And then when the job is over, it depends on the day, I'm doing something else, and then I'm going to bed.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate
you. It's very good.
I appreciate that. And it's good to hear from you again, Danny.
Good to hear from you as well, Mr. Peterson. Kind regards to your audience and your colleagues. God be with you, sir. Your program is remarkable.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. Amazing.
Right on.
Take
care. Bye for now, sir.
All right. Amazing. Danny from Bulgaria. That's amazing. What's that?
About sitting next to James and I?
Yeah.
Because he was saying his life was just like, getting up, working, doing this.
So, okay.
Like,
sit next to us. Let me go to Danielle, your friend, my friend, and the world's friend. Bond friend and the world friend. Danielle. I have to say it like Hate says it. Hate knows how to say it. Danielle.
Good morning. Excellent job.
By saying Danielle.
Yes.
Right on. Well, hate is white. I learned from the white folks.
It was so good to hear from Denny in Bulgaria.
I know. It's been a while. Yeah. What the? It's funny, Jim.
Yes.
Because he crossed my mind, and I guess that was the spirit telling me that he's going to be calling.
Yeah, every now and then he crosses my mind also, because he always has some really good nuggets of information.
Uh-huh, absolutely.
Or a funny story.
Amazing.
So I want to answer that biblical question.
Does God care about what you say you believe or what you live you believe?
I don't believe he cares about either.
And why do you say that?
Because of the word believe, and I may be guessing caught up in semantics here, but I don't, if I'm saying I believe something, well, that's, talk is cheap, so I'm just saying whatever, and it doesn't mean that I'm going to apply it anyway. If I'm doing what I believe, it's my belief system that I'm following. So I'm not allowing God to take over the reins and guide and lead me where I need to go, because I'm operating on a belief system that's false and fake and an illusion.
Amazing. I want to respond, but as you know, I got to wait. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. And I also,
absolutely,
I also want to ask, do you have a life?
I do have a life.
And what is your life?
Being. Just being present and enjoying every moment of it as God just shows me where I need to be. I had a life before, too. It was just haphazard and messy. And I didn't even know it was messy, but it was, because I was in complete darkness. So, yes, I have a life.
Amazing. Well, I'm holding this for Sunday as well, so I got to ask the fellowship.
The congregation.
Yeah. The fellowship on Sunday. I appreciate that, Danielle.
Absolutely. And the last thing I want to mention is that the Anthony Austin case is such a quintessential example of spiritual blindness.
Yeah.
And mainly the part of how the Black community is reacting over it, because it's so simple, it's so obvious what the outcome should have been and was, yet they just can't see it. And it just reminds me of how blind I was before I began overcoming. I even reflect back on some of those moments and can't believe that I did or believed some of the things that I did and believed during that time. So I just wanted to throw that in there.
And this is hell on earth, that's for sure.
It is.
What a mess.
It is.
Danielle, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jesse, for everything, for all you do. Thanks to the crew. And I won't see you guys this Sunday, but soon I will.
Right on.
And I'll be at the women's forum. I'm super excited, but I'm present with my excitement. So I'm not, you know, getting carried away with it, but I look forward to it.
The third Thursday of the month, coming soon.
Yes.
I wanted to tell you that, you know, you gave me a birthday present and a Father's Day present. And
yes,
it's in this bag that is so sharp and nice. I don't know what to do with the bag. I can't throw it away. What am I supposed to do when the best part of me was always you? What am I?
Well, you can always reuse it. But yes, that bag, there were a slew of bags, too. It was like a sea of bags. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Do they have enough bags in the store? And that one reminded me of you, and there was just one of them, because a part of it was a little bent, and I'm such a perfectionist, even though I'm overcoming that.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, no, it's bent. But it was the only one. So I
have never seen a tuxedo gift wrap before like that. It was amazing.
Special bag for a special guy.
Well, thank you. That's amazing. Thank you, y'all.
Of course. Thank you.
Okay. I can't. It's like it's a tough cedar bag, you know, a thing. Back in a moment. Are we doing the hate news? Hate news is coming with the anchor baby, not hate, but the anchor baby. I'll be back in a moment.
But you can't be angry, because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger, because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
We got Nick news, not fake news. It doesn't rhyme, but we're going to make it work, and I can't use a different word. We're here. I'm here, Nick. And we got Jesse Lee Peterson coming back to you for a second hour. But first, a little bit of news in the interim. CNN is also reporting about the interim agreement U.S. and Iran is taking shape. Very optimistic. Although Donald Trump did say on Thursday he ended the war with Iran, very strong language, called it a very strong memorandum of understanding. An interim deal between the U.S. and Iran would extend the ceasefire, reopen the Strait of Hormuz, and pave the way for talks on Iran's nuclear program, a diplomatic source told CNN. Source said two sides agreed on the text of the memorandum of understanding, but is yet to receive a final sign-off. So they're talking. It's looking good. A signing ceremony would most likely be held in Switzerland, sources say. Could take place as early as Sunday. Sources told CNN U.S. military and security personnel are also planning for another round of peace talks this weekend amid the push for a deal. Iran is yet to confirm, as these things are. Trump suggested Iran's supreme leader was on board, but the Iranian foreign ministry said there's been no final decision on any agreement. So we'll see what happens. It should be a nice weekend, though. At least bring those prices down. He's doing that for us, messing around with the markets. That's for you. Anyways, fury in India as its sailors become collateral damage in Trump's war with Iran. The deaths of three Indian seafarers in a U.S. strike on a commercial oil tanker has prompted public fury in India and added new friction to an already strained phase between New Delhi and Washington. On Wednesday morning, the MT Setebello was transiting the Sea of Oman laden with Iranian oil when a U.S. aircraft fired precision munitions into its engine room, causing a fire, sending smoke billowing into the air. Three men were found dead following the attack on a Palau-flagged vessel, are the first seafarers confirmed to have killed by a U.S. airstrike. U.S. military says the attack came after the crew reportedly failed to comply with instructions from American forces enforcing the blockade. So that lets you know the blockade is in place and backed up with force. New Delhi has become increasingly worried with the safety of its seafarers with Iran and has now urged Washington to halt strikes. Don't worry. Anyway, SpaceX goes public in blockbuster Wall Street debut. For you savvy investors, maybe SpaceX is set to start publicly on the stock market. I didn't know that it wasn't. Likely cementing founder Elon Musk, already the richest person in the world, a trillionaire. SpaceX sold 556 million shares at an initial price of $135. Company confirmed Thursday the biggest IPO in history, all of history. Shares of SpaceX will begin trading later in the day, which is normal for initial public offerings. The exact time depends on the banks and brokerage firms working behind the scenes. Money talks, and SpaceX is public. And they're also getting ready for UFC Sunday. I know a lot of people are getting ready for that. UFC Sunday at the White House. CNN was reporting on this, and I was tickled by their characterization. Donald Trump was at the height of his power when he decided to stage a UFC fight on the South Lawn of America's most famous address. Fresh off his 24 presidential win, he made a triumphant trip to Madison Square Garden for an Ultimate Fighting Championship event. Kids Rock, American Bad A blared as he entered the arena. Celebrities lined up. Chants of USA with the people who made the backbone of his new political coalition. So Sundays should be nice and fun for the people, right? Who says you can't have a UFC fight on the White House lawn? JLP is coming back here for the second hour of Open Line Friday. That's more Jesse Lee Peterson show here. Make sure you follow, like, and subscribe. Check out all the links on jesseleepeterson.com/show. That's the anchor, baby, for the news break. But more JLP coming right up.
had to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse, and my biblical question. Does God care about what you say you believe or what you live you believe? Does God care about what you say you believe or what you live you believe? Amazing question, huh? Do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside myself. No, it ain't good enough, no. Do you believe in life after love? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, out and about, and you just can't sit and watch the show, you got to go to the gym, or you got to go walking, or you got to go and protest and pretend you're helping somebody. You got to go and protest ICE, pretending that you love the illegals, so you're trying to protect them. You still could be listening to the show on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, and we got to get to your super chats, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JOP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JOP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside myself. It is Friday. And Friday is easy go Friday. Amazing Friday. I really don't think it's good enough. No. Friday is Get It Off Your Chest Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
It appeared to be a frosty reception at Madison Square Garden for President Trump.
There is no love on earth.
Video shows a Spurs fan getting jumped.
There is the love.
And you can see that Spurs fan walking down the street when a crowd surrounded him trying to rip off his jersey.
My f***ing girlfriend cheated on me. My dad got deported. But the Knicks. I'm going to the finals!
No, this is pure love here.
I'm glad Austin did. I'm glad Austin did.
Love is dead.
Hey, what, you on jury selection?
No, he wasn't. Man. No, he wasn't. Seriously, go.
Where is the mother f-ing love?
Where is the love? Where is the love you said you'd give to me soon as we were free? Or you were free. Where is the love? You told me that you really love me. And you were gonna say goodbye. Do you heard that song before?
Not that one.
You did?
The one you just sang?
You said you really loved me. And you were gonna say goodbye. But if you really didn't mean it, why did you have to lie? No.
Dang, no.
What a beta.
But I feel it. By the way, it's I really don't think you're strong enough. No.
I really don't. Oh. How did it go to the song?
I really don't think you're strong enough. No.
Oh.
My bad.
I really don't think you're strong enough. No. Amazing. A spiritual battle for human beings are evil. There's no love at all in human nature. And it can never be. Because human nature is the nature of Satan. That's why you must be born again. You must return to the Father. What I want to do before I get to these other soundbites is go to a couple callers who've been waiting for a minute. Dylan is a first-time call out of Tennessee. Let's see here. Dylan, you are on the air.
Okay. Hey, Mr. Peterson, I appreciate you putting me on the air. I really appreciate it.
Amazing. Really, you're welcome.
I just wanted to tell you, I've been watching for a long time now, and I'll say I really appreciate it. I've been going through, I have some stuff on my chest. Satan trying to take a dump on my chest, but I'm not going to let him. I'm not going to let him.
Right on.
Got things going on in my life and my family. But recently, the Lord is giving me that strength. He's giving me that. And watching you, I've really been refreshed, immensely refreshed, and I really appreciate it. I really do.
Well, you stay with it, stay with it. Have you dropped the anger yet?
The anger, it's not dropped yet, but it's been redirected. Definitely redirected lately. I had a little Satan there again, but I know I need to drop it. I definitely know that. I need to drop it.
Why don't you drop it? Why haven't you dropped it?
Because he's trying to accuse me of certain things I know that aren't true.
Right.
I just can't let him in the door. I can't let him in the door to tell him these things. I got to drop it. I know it, Jesse. I know I got to drop that gun. I know I do.
What
I got to drop that anger. I got to drop that anger.
I promise you, not because I can do it, but the Father would do it. When you forgive those who are trying to hurt you, forgive your mother, and don't ask for forgiveness, you forgive them, God will forgive you. And I promise you, Dylan, that everything would change just like that.
Amen.
Because your heart would change. So forgive those who are trying to hurt you or who have hurt you. They could not help themselves. They cannot see. And you will be fine then.
Amen. Amen. You've made me laugh laugh so much today, man. I can tell you that. That anger washed away this morning, I tell you that. I went to bed angry last night. I woke up making me laugh so much. I appreciate everything you do, everything that your crew does.
Right.
It's a blessing. It's a blessing, Mr. Peterson. It's a blessing.
Well, thank you, and you stay with it. Stay working on yourself. You'll be fine.
I really appreciate it, man. I really do. Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Right,
love you, man.
Love you, too. Take care.
Bye.
Bye now. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go. First time call out of Texas. Anthony out of Texas. Anthony, you are on the air.
Hey, JLP. Good morning to you.
Hey, Anthony. Amazing.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and say thank you for spreading the message of forgiveness. I've been a longtime listener, for obviously first-time caller. And about 10 years ago was in the darkest time of my life. And then heard your message on forgiveness. And my marriage was horrible. My life was going horrible. Raised with an overbearing mom. and a weak father. And heard your message. I went and forgave my mom. I actually forgave my dad as well. And everything switched.
Yeah.
Everything changed. Afterwards, the anger was gone. And I was a true beta, making beta decisions my entire life.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to say thank you for spreading the message. Thank you for doing God's work. You're definitely changing the world with your message.
Well, you stay with it, stay with it, and stay with it. I'm telling you, man, there eyes have not seen and ears have not heard what the Father has in store for you. It's just mind-blowing, man. It's amazing.
Yes, sir. And I've seen it since then. Huge change in my family, huge change in my marriage. And again, I just thank you for that. And I thank God for just changing me and changing my heart.
Right on. Well, I appreciate that. Stay with it, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Appreciate you, Jesse. And keep doing what you're doing. And thank you and your team.
All right. Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. Yes, sir.
You bye-bye. Too. Amazing. I'm telling you, folks, if you want a life, you got to give up a life. And when you give up the life, you will have a life. But you can't give up the life until you realize something's wrong. I'm angry. I'm emotional. I'm miserable. I'm wrong. And things will change. Especially when you go and forgive. And you got to forgive your mama all around the world. Everyone who born of mama, the flesh, must be born again of the spirit. And when you do it, you're going to see why that is so necessary. All right? Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Yeah. Amazing.
Amazing.
We got some supers here. A few from yesterday just to catch up.
Okay.
Jamie sent a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Jamie sent a, it's just a funny little owl. It's just a funny owl.
Thank you,
Jamie.
Thanks,
Jamie. That's
amazing. That's, thank you.
That's silly. That's cute. Someone with a coffee says, hello, sir. I was listening to you talk to that young lady today about becoming a holistic doctor. So amazing when people don't understand how a thing works, they look for the worst. You can keep going to the fake doctors, ones with degrees, forever, or someone who will try to make sure you're not taking drugs the rest of your life. If God provides, why wouldn't he provide that young lady with all she needs regardless of cost? Pay now or pay later.
Oh, so he is responding to the call yesterday we got where, I forgot her name, but she
was it Cora?
Cora.
It
yeah, Cora,
right?
I believe. She got married, got a home, and they put it off having children. Because they, I guess, a finance reason or something like that.
It sounded like it.
But then she's going to spend $30,000 going to school for 4 years to be a holistic doctor. A holistic doctor is a doctor that takes stuff from the ground and heal you, right?
I don't know.
And that's what a holistic
doctor? I don't know exactly what they
are. I don't know if that means spiritual doctor. I should have asked.
Yeah, if it means, like, because I've heard of different ones.
Huh?
I've heard of different ones.
It just occurred to me because I interview a holistic doctor under Father State. It's coming up soon. But I just realized maybe she meant a praying doctor.
It sounded like...
I thought she meant like one of those doctors that go out there in the woods and get some trees and things.
Like homeopathic or something?
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but you'd have to ask her. But it sounded like she said, when you said, oh, you can't get insurance for what you're about to do, she sounded like she agreed with you.
Right.
So you'll have to ask her, though.
Because holistic doctors don't accept insurance.
It sounded like she agreed with you.
And so Derek's telling me, my producer, he's black, telling me that
herbalistic.
Like a herbalistic. That's too many listeds. You got, now you got herbalistic, holistic, and what's the other listed? When they get the grass and stuff?
I don't know. I remember I heard this a long time ago, homeopathic.
Homeopathic listed. Too many listeds for me. Amazing. But thank you. I appreciate it.
Jamie with the coffees says, Jesse, why is so-and-so bringing his two cents into politics. He said he disagrees with Trump showing up to the Knicks game. Trump fired back in response. So-and-so is an arrogant fool, a low-IQ individual. In other words, he's dumb as a rock. I think I can say his name, actually. Yeah. Stephen A. Smith.
Right.
Yeah, I just be careful.
Right.
Stephen A. Smith is an arrogant fool, a low-IQ individual. In other words, he's dumb as a rock and totally unqualified to ever think of running for high political office or even low political office for that matter. He goes on, June 12th, today is National Love Day. Supreme Court ruling decision, Loving versus Virginia. The ruling cited, there can be no doubt that restricting the freedom to marry solely because of racial classifications violates the central meaning of the Equal Protection Clause.
Keep it piffy. This is a letter. This is not a super chat.
Seems to be referring to something in Virginia.
What?
Seems to be referring to maybe something going on in Virginia, but he leaves it at this. It's peanut butter cookie day. Hank, don't forget your cookie.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it. Piffy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
N Heat Bought a Coffee says, biblical question answer.
Do you care about, does God care about what you say you believe or what you live you believe?
The Father wouldn't have sent his Son, the Redeemer, and the Holy Spirit, Teacher, for mankind to stay in hell. The Father gave us this gift so we are able to obey and follow. This is why grieving the Holy Spirit is the only unforgivable sin, because we cannot lead ourselves by ourselves. We must be led by the Spirit. Jesus redeemed all, but only those who live what they believe receive the reward. # he made it possible to obey.
So does God care about what you live, you believe? I mean, you say you believe, or what you live, you believe.
He's saying what you live.
He said what you live?
Yeah, only those who live what they believe receive the reward.
Right on. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Bree K, 5 coffees, no message. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bree K.
Eugene says, good morning, Jesse and crew. With all these shootings, it's like the Wild West. Have a good day.
What's going on?
Tell me
what's going on. A mess, huh?
He also says, amazing.
Amazing. Thank you.
Jamie with the smile. He also says, the video from yesterday when guy asked another man if he was on jury selection and slapped him, I would have quick draw McGraw so fast on him that he wouldn't have made it home for supper that day. Waiting for police to come, not say a word to police, then release quickly. Be careful of who you assault.
Amazing. No violence.
Yeah. No, two more coffees from Jamie. Just made it to work. About to look to the left, look to the right, dodge right out of sight. Thank God it's Friday.
Thank God for Fridays. Thank you.
Mike Young with a coffee. Hey, Jesse, have you noticed that the left claims to care about the blacks and men? If that's the case, then why is it that after all the months of the year, they pick the month of June? Because isn't it true that Father's Day and Juneteenth is in the month of June? Very interesting, don't you think, Jesse? And why don't the blacks who vote for the Democrats over 80% of the time question that?
What a mess. What a mess. Don't forget White History Month. It's coming fast. July is White History. That's the most important month of the year. White History Month. July just feels white.
Yeah, we got something nice coming up.
Thank you, Mike.
Jim in Alaska with a very generous YouTube donation, super chat, says, happy Friday. All of you at Bond have helped tens of thousands of people back to the light. Thank you all.
Thank you, Jim.
Shout out, Jim.
And thank you for helping us, Jim, to help others. I appreciate it. Thank you. Amazing.
That's what your name is now. Biggie B, David Pac-Man is the number one beta male Jesse ever met.
Amazing.
I had to clean up his name. An official nemesis with a super chat says, happy 39th birthday to my wife, Vanna. She black, amazing.
Amazing. She black, happy birthday. What the? You should have gotten your wife a birthday shout out on Cameo. I do personal shout outs all the time, and the people love them. Shout out, amazing, on cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson or shoutout.something shoutout.fans/Jesse Lee Peterson. Amazing. Thank you, though. She black.
Amazing. Jose with a super chat says, prayers to those affected by the massive thunderstorms and tornadoes in Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana. Merrillville and Hobart got hit bad.
When was this?
It looks like it's somewhere in Chicago, or at least near it.
Amazing.
Some thunderstorms and tornadoes in Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana.
I wish you all well out there. What a mess. Thank you.
Pastor Shadley gifted 5 subscriptions to Jesse on Rumble.
Thank you, Pastor Shadley. That's amazing. I appreciate your help.
Charles with the coffee. Hey, Jesse, did you notice that the media cares more about Carmelo's family than the actual family who lost their son? I've seen several interviews with the Carmelo family from the media, but no interviews from the victim's family, which shows how corrupt the media really is.
Well, the media just using the black family to promote hostility, thrills, anger, because that's how they stay in business. They have to keep you unconscious by keeping you emotional, and so they're just using the blacks, the family, for that reason. And that reason only. It's not that they care about the black family at all. Zero. It's all for personal gain. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Ike with the super chat. My buddy recently completed a comprehensive solo study and found overwhelming evidence to support the idea that you got a messed up face. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing.
And some coffees here. This is one from Popcorn's Thump Keg. Reads, Jesse, when you say that you are nobody, what do you mean by that? Why would God create nobody?
He had nothing better to do. Thank you. Amazing.
Hannes with some coffee says, before I did the silent prayer, I had no life. Once I started the silent prayer, I have life.
I'm sorry?
Hannes looks like it's a biblical.
Not
biblical question.
No, it's not biblical. Do you have a life? And Hannah's,
I think, says, before I did the silent prayer, I had no life. Once I started the silent prayer, I have a life.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing.
And that's all for now. That looks like it's all for now.
Thank you all. I appreciate it. Amazing. Let me go all the way over to Australia and talk to a first-time caller, Andrew. Andrew, you are on the air.
See, Jesse. Jesse, how do?
All is well, Andrew. How are you?
Jesse, I'm always good. It's very late here. What is it? 22 past 12 in the morning. So my wife is upstairs. She's pregnant, so I've got to be here as quiet as I can.
All right. That's amazing. It's after midnight already.
Hooly dooly. Jesse, let me tell you something. I'm a high school teacher. Now, I don't know about the U.S., but the Australian education system, it's full of women. It's run by women, yeah? Now, Jesse, my nana would always say to me, Andrew, actually she sounded like this, Andrew, you have to be a very good man. You have to take your jacket, and if you see a young lady walking by the side of the road, you throw your jacket down in the mud so she doesn't dirty her feet, okay? So we've got this, okay? Now, working in a school, you want to be good for the children, and you have to be good to the staff, or they'll think you're some kind of weirdo. Anyway, I used to open up the doors for the ladies, and a particularly big woman was coming to the door, and I opened the door, and she said, oh, thank you, Andrew. And I said, no worries, sweetheart. Anyway, later on in the day, the principal, who was also a woman, she said, Andrew, can I see you for a moment? I said, yeah, okay, no worries. She said, Andrew, we've had a sexual harassment complaint against you. Now, as I said, I'm a husband. I'm married. I'm on my way to becoming an Orthodox priest, so I don't think I'm sexually harassing anybody. Anyway, she said, look, someone said you opened the door and you called them sweetheart. And I thought, well, goodness me, that's a nice thing to do. Anyway, this complaint went on and on, and she said, look, you can't be doing this again or you'll get fired. And I asked my principal, I said, look, does this mean that chivalry is dead? And she said, well, yes, it does. Now, to me, that's a really horrid thing that women can drag us through the ground, and that chivalry truly is dead. What do you think of that, Jesse, that, you know, that females are trying to just destroy us, even if it goes to punishing us for being kind.
That is an amazing story, first of all, and it's, but not unusual. I've heard that stories like that before. But what you got to realize, Andrew, is that women, until they overcome, the spirit of the woman, it's not her, but the spirit that made a home in her, hate, literally hate, and to a degree that I can't even describe, but they hate men. And the reason that they hate them, and the reason that they hate men is because that spirit is of their father, the devil. And the devil, which is evil, hate God. And since he can't get to God, he goes to the next best thing, which are sons of God. And if they can just, if that spirit can control, can destroy the sons of God and get a thrill from that. But until the woman overcome that, there is no end of destruction that a woman would do, including your own mother, to destroy you. And it's not her, but it's the spirit of evil inside of her.
Well, yes. Well, Jesse, you know what? I've heard you say that many times, and you mentioned my, the mother. When I was 26, I'm 46 years old now. When I was 26, my mother was passing away from cancer. And I came to it, I went to the hospital and I made a nice little a little ticket, and it was a ticket to heaven. And she was laying there sick, and I said, "Mom, here's a ticket to heaven." And she took it off me, and I said, "Mom, do you believe in God?" And she said, "No." And that broke my heart, Jesse. It absolutely broke my heart that surely my mother would. And you know what? It really is the devil. I've got a beautiful wife. She's Macedonian, so she's a very conservative, very family driven woman. She comes to church sometimes three or four times a week. If a man can find a real woman who cares about the man, and God says the man should lead the family, and that's what I'm trying to do. I may be a little bit irresponsible, but I'm trying as hard as I can. And to have such a good wife like that, if every man could find a proper woman that. And they may say, "Oh, you're a bit of a pig for saying this," but if they know their place, and there really is, a man has his place as the head of the family, and the woman must take care of the children and take some sort of care for the man, because the man is the one who brings home the bacon.
Yeah.
And a really good woman, yes, a really good woman will not say that we're sexually harassing them by calling them sweetheart.
Right. Yeah, it's on this planet, it's very, unless you're aware of what you're doing at all times, it's very dangerous for men on Earth because of this evil versus good. And men don't realize their relationship with God and that they're hated by women. And those men who have not overcome the spirit of the woman, they are hated for that reason. So you got to be aware. You got to stay present, but you got to have perfect love so that you can see what's going on.
Most definitely. And just to something back that you said earlier, whether we should be living or doing, it definitely says in James 1:22-24, we have to be doers of the word. We can't just hear it. I hope that everybody out there is in love with God, is in love with Jesus, and is looking forward to the great beyond. Find yourself a wonderful woman. Find yourself a wonderful husband, and just work hard. And like you say, the world is full of hatred. Women is being used against man as a weapon.
Yeah.
But if we can find ourselves a beautiful woman that is under control, that's exactly what we need. Amen, Jesse.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it. All the way from Australia. Thank you, Andrew.
All right. Thank you, Jeff.
All right. Amazing. I got to take a break already. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Welcome back. Welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. Check out our merch. Amazing merch. And every dime goes back to doing the work. Amazing merch. They don't want to show it. We're celebrating 250 years of America, and we have this silver coin. What is that? Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America, and they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. Amazing. Don't wait. They're going fast. We only had 250 of them, so it's special. And not only are you investing in silver, you are helping us to help others. Every dime goes right back into the work here in Tabarn. All right? Go to rebuildingdemand.com, rebuildingdemand.com/store. No, jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop. Or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. And the coffee, get Punchy's coffee. Good. Amazing coffee. And then we have the books. My books are amazing. Amazing books. And I will sign them. If you start a business or you on your job, you like to know, how can I do a little bit better for myself? I highly recommend the 7 Guarantees Set. All of them amazing, all right? Scam and all the... But the 7 Guaranteed Steps, the Spiritual Family Financial Success Guide, a little simple 7-step small guide. But you can't go wrong with any of the book. We don't have the antidote in paperback right now, but you can get it on, you can listen to it on somebody.
On Kindle.
What?
You can get it on Kindle?
Kindle. The 7 Guaranteed, antidote. Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood, but then all the other books, you can get them. Then the T-shirts and the mugs. The mugs and the T-shirts and all the other stuff, all right? Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop. Just amazing stuff. Amazing. Good for gifts, for yourself, for others. I appreciate it. Let me go quickly to a first-time caller out of Portland, Oregon. Justin, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Justin.
Well, you probably don't get many calls from Portland, Oregon, but I'm a Catholic man myself.
I follow the book, and I'm just having issues. You know, I came back from overseas 5 years ago, and it was just hell. Just like you say, absolute hell. And these Democrats have made a situation where the homeless drug addicts are allowed to do just about whatever they want with no consequence to fulfill their drug addiction. You know, and I'm just trying to work my job. I work 10 hours in the dish pit, and I got to walk through zombies. And I don't want it to affect me because I'm feeling anger. And I don't want to feel anger.
And your question is what?
I don't know. How do I let it go, you know? How do you, when it's all overwhelming, you know what I'm saying? I can't do anything about it.
You got to,
you know?
You got to drop your anger. Why have you dropped the anger?
I don't know. That's a great question. I don't know.
Have you heard me say that you need to forgive your mother?
Yes, and I've done that recently.
You went to her?
Yes, I have.
And what did you say to her?
I said she did the best she could. And I forgive her. And actually, in my childhood, there was quite a bit of consequences for her actions that were laid upon me. But that's neither here nor there, because I don't want to harbor. To be fully honest with you, Jesse, there's been quite a bit that's happened that I have let go.
Right,
you know?
On. Right on.
But it's in the... Thank you. Thank you, Jesse. But it's just, you know, in the day-to-day, you know, how do you just forget it?
By not judging it at all and just watching it, but don't judge it. Don't be angry at what you see and with your eyes. And if you don't be angry about it at all, don't judge it, everything would change for you and you would be on this earth. You'll be on it, in it, but not of it. You'll be fine. But you got to drop all anger by holding nothing against anyone for any reason, even the homeless people. Once you drop the anger, you're going to be able to go to work, come home, and I promise you, you won't be affected by anything around you, but you got to stop the judgment. You got to stop listening to the thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything.
That's right.
But you gotta stop going with the thoughts when they tempt you to judge the homeless people or judge the Democrats or judge this or that. You cannot do that if you want to be free.
Wow. Thank you, Jesse. I you know what? I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Before you run here, who are you?
I'm not running.
No, I mean like before you leave, before we hang up. Who are you?
I'm a man. I fear God. I believe in the holy order, God above Christ, Christ above man, man above woman, woman over children, children over animals.
And then, but you told me what you believe, and you're male, you are there, but who are you?
I'm a man. I don't know, Jesse. You tell me.
What is it like living and not knowing who you are?
That's a great question. You know, I really do believe I know who I am. I think it's just based on a set of principles of how you should treat people, how Jesus taught to be good to one another. And, you know, that's why I called you, because I had a moment of weakness, not trying to be a beta male, but, you know, like you said in your past, you know, you had weak points. You know, every man in their life has had a weak point, no?
And so, who are you?
A good spirit, a good individual, someone who wants to do good. That's what I know.
Do you want to find out who you really are?
I'd love to, Jesse.
You got to get to see who you're not. You got to find out and know who you're not. You're not your thoughts. You're not your body. You're not your emotions. You're not your past. You're not your future. You're not the things you have or don't have. You're not the place that you live in. You're not your color. You're not any, anything. When you can see who you're not, you become clear who you are. But you got to see who you're not.
Absolutely. You're right.
Are you doing Are you doing the silent prayer?
Absolutely.
Okay. Every morning and night?
Every morning and night.
Well, stay with that. Just stay with that and always stay present. Always know where you are and what you're doing. And I promise you, you will come to know who you are. But you got to first be clear about who you're not. All right?
I understand. Thank you, Jesse. I'll take some self-reflection.
All right. Good talking to you, Jesse.
God bless you, Jesse.
You too, buddy. Thank you. But amazing. Let me go to Jaden out of California. Jaden, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Jaden.
All right. Jesse, I've been watching some of your old videos recently, and I've been doing the silent prayer more than I every morning, every night now, more than I was before. And something I don't understand is you say to embrace the fear, right, when it comes?
Yes.
Like live with it?
Yes.
But then you also say that if you view the fear, that it'll depart from you, right?
Right.
And I know that part because when I become present, there's no fear.
Yes.
But then it'll come back like 5 seconds later, right? But then, you know, I go back to it. But how can I live with it? But if I'm living with it, it will depart from me at the same time. But how do I do that if it just keeps leaving and every time I look at it, it's leaving and come back and leaving and come back?
That's a good question. All the reason coming back because you're going in and out of thoughts. You're becoming unconscious. If you were to stay present at all time, meaning don't go into the thought imagination about anything for any reason, then you would never have the fear. The fear would not exist because the fear is just an illusion. And so when you stop going in and out of thoughts, then the fear would disappear. But in the meantime, because you're so accustomed to living in the imagination, when the fear is there, just be aware that it's there. You feel afraid to speak up, or you feel afraid to go on the stage, or you feel afraid about what other people are thinking about you or saying about you or whatever. Live with that fear. Walk with it, sleep with it, go to bed with it, get up with it, dry with it, eat with it, and do nothing about it but be aware of it that is there. And I promise you, eventually, it will be taken away from you, and you will never have fear again, no matter what. It'll be gone. Because it's just an illusion anyway. It's not even real. And you'll get it because you're in thoughts at times. But you got to live with it. Do nothing about it. Don't deny it. Don't pretend it's not there. Don't just live with it. Be aware of it, and it'll be taken away from you.
So I should live in the illusion?
Yeah.
I agree fear is an illusion.
Right.
But if I'm living with it, that means that I have to stay in the illusion, right?
Yes. Just know that it's there. Go about your day. Go to work. Communicate with people. Do what you got to do. But just be aware that the fear is there. And don't even think, well, if the thought comes as an illusion, because you've not heard that it is, that's fine. But let that pass too. And just be aware of it and live with it. And then after a while, I promise you, JJ, you won't have to live with it because it won't exist anymore. It will not be a part in you at all.
I keep doing that. I keep doing, like, I'll live with it for a few days, like, really live with it. No, like, nothing to cope, nothing. I'm not talking to no girls. I'm not, you know, doing nothing to cope with it. And then I'm just like, dude, this is taking way too long, and it's just it's taking too long, and I'm not even getting anything out of it. Like, I'm not getting better. So why not just go back to what I was doing anyways?
And who is saying that?
Well, it's what I can see.
Who is saying that it's taking too long? I might as well go back to what I was doing because this is taking too long. Who is saying that?
I don't know.
What do you mean by you don't know?
It's what I can see. Like, you know, it may be a devil telling me that, but it's literally true at the same time. Like, I'll go, like, let's say a week of no cope, no nothing to take me away from the pain.
Yeah.
And it's not like I'm getting better at handling the pain. It's just more pain. So that's something I can see. So that's why I believe that.
No, but what you don't realize, Jaden, is that the deceiver is you have this foreign voice inside of you, and it's telling you, oh, this is too long. This is too heavy. This is too much. You might as well go back to what you were doing. And you're believing the lie. You're being tempted and accused, and you're cooperating with it by believing that, oh, it is taking too long. It is too hard. You're believing a lie, and that's the problem. You are not saying that. The spirit of evil is saying that inside of you. He's using your voice, but he doesn't want you to live with it because he doesn't want it to be taken away from you because it's not you, it's it. And it doesn't want to leave your body. Evil lives in the mind of human beings. And it doesn't want you to be aware by the light of God because it's going to have to leave you. So that's not you telling you it's taking too long, it's too hard. Oh, God, I might as well go back to being a drunk.
Not a drunk.
But I know you're not, but I'm using it as an example.
That's my girl. That's my alcohol.
Right. But it's lying to you, but you've identified with the false self for so long, you think that you saying that it's taking too long.
I know you said that before. And
it's not even you that's feeling the pain. What?
I've heard you say that a lot before.
Yeah.
But I don't want to believe it just because you said it.
And it's not even you that's feeling the pain. The pain is in your body, but you're not the pain or your body.
Yeah, the pain in the body is bad.
Right.
That's another. It gets real bad when I'm trying to overcome it. Like, I literally can barely breathe.
And the greater the pain, the deeper of hell you're going through and on the other side. And you better be glad for the great pain of the ego because the greater the pain, the deeper the hell you're going through, and the sooner you'll be in paradise on the other side of hell.
Okay, so
the pain is amazing.
I don't know that, but maybe this is a devil question, but
the Bible says to count it all joy when you're feeling the pain.
No, there's some pain that I can take and it actually helps me out, but not the fear, not the anger.
But you can take it if you relax in it. And just go with it and do nothing about it.
So why did God even make it this way? Why did he make it so we have to live? And I know you're going to say it's like the devil, but why did God allow the devil to infect my mind so much to where now I have to, as a grown man, walk around the street afraid every time I'm looking at somebody? It doesn't even make sense.
Well, God didn't do that to you. The devil did that. Through your mother. God had nothing to do with it. God sent his son so that he can conquer this, take the power away from the devil, and defeat him. So God has done you a great favor by defeating the devil that's in your mind. Otherwise, you really would be stuck in hell and would never be able to get out. And he would control you, but he can't control you now because he has no power. So it has nothing to do with God. It's all evil.
God allowed it to happen, though, right? He could have stopped the devil from, coming into my head.
He did stop the devil.
Then why do I fear?
I'm sorry?
Why do I fear and anger and doubt?
Because you won't drop your anger and you love the devil. If you dropped your anger had never got angry and let anger depart from you, you would never even experience fear anymore. But you won't drop your anger. Why don't you drop your anger so you won't be of your father, the devil, anymore?
Well, I tried to. I forgave my mom. I forgave my dad. I went to them and forgave them.
Right.
Just like you said, I've been doing the silent prayer now. Maybe I haven't been doing it for long enough. Maybe that's the problem.
Well, just stay present and stop identifying with thoughts, and you'll see you'll be fine. But you still all identify right. with the thoughts.
So what? Okay, all right, this is my last question.
Okay.
So, you know, you, I don't know about the beginning when you were first overcoming the ego, but was it like you kept trying to overcome it and then you go back into hell?
Yes.
Or was it like you just instantly knew what to do and you just went on the path?
No, because I didn't have anyone to tell me what to do. I was in and out of thoughts because I thought for a long time, I thought my thought, the thoughts were my own. And I thought the pain that I had that you experienced now, I thought it was real. I thought of my pain. And so I kept going in and out of thoughts. But eventually the light became clearer and clearer and clearer. And now I know that they're not my thoughts. And so now they can't affect me because I see it. And so they're like, no, they're like out there trying to get inside of me, but I see it, so they can't. It can't work now. And that's what's happening to you if you stay with it. The light in you will become clearer and clearer and clearer, and the darkness will be no more.
So when you were falling in and out of hell, then what was the thing that got you to finally like just stop going in and out and in and out and in and out? And you finally just, like, what was the secret?
I just literally got tired of doing it. I'm like, I'm sick of being this way, God. I want to be different. I'm sick of being with these thoughts. I'm sick of the pain. I want to be different. And everything changed. I didn't know what difference I wanted to be, but I knew I didn't want to be what I was. And I knew not to say the difference that I wanted to be. Because let's say I said, I want to be good, God, or I want to be free, or I want to be this. I was going back into thoughts because we don't know what we want. We don't know what we need. And so I didn't know what I wanted to be. I just knew that I didn't want to be miserable, right? So I just said to God, I want to be different. When those thoughts would come, I would remind myself, I see those thoughts, but that's not me. I feel the pain, but it's not me, because I had to use those words for a minute because I couldn't do anything. And then eventually, Jaden, everything became clear. And every day it got clearer and clearer and clearer. I'm telling you, but you got to stay with it. And you got to stop calling the fear or anything you. You got to stop calling the voice that you hear in your head you. It's not you.
Yeah, I don't even know what to do if I don't listen to that voice. I'm going to be honest.
Can you hold for a minute?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. I got to take a quick break. One more hour to go. Hake News is coming with the anchor baby, though. Hake is out. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, and woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
It's the news with the anchor baby. We got to congratulate Mexico on their win. the first game of the FIFA World Cup in the group stage. And on the pitch, Mexico won their opening game 2-0 against South Africa, a match that featured three red cards. I heard the most in any World Cup opener. The two of them were for the South Africa side. And that does mean that Mexico will be down a key defender in the following game. But in the late game between South Korea and Czechia, the Asian team ran out 2-1. And so in Group A, Mexico and South Africa have won their matches. It's a round-robin thing. A win is 3 points, a draw is one, a loss is zero. The two teams with the most points go on to the tournament stage. But that's Mexico's win. How was Mexico during the whole thing? A crime reporter, Luis Angel Valdez, was shot dead as Mexico kicked off the World Cup. World Cup violence in their first day as anarchy and protesters set fires and reporters are shot dead amid FIFA humiliation, reports the Mirror. Day one of the 26th FIFA World Cup was eventful, both on and off the pitch, with protests erupting outside Ciudad de Mexico Stadium with a protester catching on fire, a journalist being shot dead in another city, all while host nation got off to a winning start. Eyewitnesses estimated about 2,000 protesters and approximately 300 riot police were locked in battle that saw one catch on fire. The protests come as Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum faces a delicate political balancing act, managing a worsening relationship with the United States ahead of July trade talks, while also contending with domestic political scandals and mounting security concerns after a surge of violence in a World Cup host city in February. A fan also died outside the Azteca Stadium after collapsing. You know, interesting, Julian Quiñones, their star striker, a Colombian-born, looks like a Deontay in America, naturalized Mexican in 2023, could have played for Colombia instead, played for Mexico. I mean, interesting facts. More to this, turning more of into an op-ed instead of the news. Maybe more on the Anchor Baby show. But his choice was not simply about nationality. Quiñones spent a decade playing in Mexico, becoming a star in clubs, obtaining Mexican citizenship in 2023. So anyways, that's interesting. More on that maybe at some other time. But here's a little report on Nancy Mace, Republican firebrand Nancy Mace. Hell of a gal. The Mediaite says that her election loss means revenge against Trump, at least according to her. Representative Nancy Mace found an incredible silver lining in her blowout loss in Tuesday's Republican gubernatorial primary in South Carolina. Mace declined to run for re-election in the House to pursue a chance to become the Palmetto State's next governor, although it was not to be, as voters dealt her a stinging rebuke in which she finished fifth. The congresswoman had hoped for an endorsement from President Trump, but was spurned when Trump threw his support behind Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evett, who will face South Carolina Attorney General Alan Wilson, with neither candidate receiving major votes, a majority of the votes. On Thursday, Mace took to X, where she explained that she would get revenge on the president simply by virtue of her defeat. "People keep asking me," she wrote, "will you get a revenge on Trump for ending your political career?" She posted, "The answer is yes. I'll be adding to the unemployment number in January." Silly woman, Mace has bucked the president on occasion. Most notably, she was one of the handful of Republicans who forced a vote on legislation requiring the Department of Justice to release all of its files on the late child sex trafficker, Jeffrey Epstein, which I know, and I note the characterization from Mediaite. She has also expressed concern about Trump's ongoing war in Iran. 2 weeks ago, she engaged in a ham-fisted attempt to ward off Trump's endorsement. Hours later, Trump endorsed Evett. What a mess, but that's enough of news with the Anchor Baby. We got the third hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show coming right up.
and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
I remember who we first shot this video of the homeless people in the downtown L.A. area. The reason that I wanted to go down and shoot that video, because at the time, I didn't understand why people would just give up on their lives and become a homeless person. I really didn't understand it. And so I went down to do that video, and I wanted to ask the people, what happened that you gave up on life? Why did you give up? And it was interesting. But that's why I did that video. We are uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning. It is Friday, and you can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, does God care about what you say you believe or what you live you believe? Does God care about what you say you believe or what you live you believe? Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and doing whatever it is you're doing and you would like to listen to the show as it is happening right in front of your face, you can podcast and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. Buy me on coffee.com/JLP Talk. Buy me a coffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. And this video you're about to see in the opening, the Anchor Baby made it. It's amazing. Thank you, Anchor Baby. The Anchor Baby is busy. He's doing the Anchor Baby show. He's working for Bond. And today he's doing the hate news, not the fake news. And he reads the Super Chat. And he's showing the board, how to operate the board. That's energy given to him by God. You know something? Just call him Trump. Trump Jr. But it is Friday, and Friday is Get It Off Your Chest Friday. Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
It appeared to be a frosty reception at Madison Square Garden for President Trump.
There is no love on earth.
Video shows a Spurs fan getting jumped.
Where is the love?
And you can see that Spurs fan walking down the street when a crowd surrounded him, trying to rip off his jersey.
My girlfriend cheated on me! My dad got deported! But the Knicks! The Knicks are going to the finals!
No, this is pure love here.
glad Austin dead. I'm glad Austin is dead.
Love is dead.
Hey, what, you on jury selection?
No, he wasn't.
Where is the mother f***ing love?
Where is the love you told me you would give to me as soon as you were free? Where is the love? If you really didn't love me, why did you tell me so? Why did you have to lie? What the? Let me go back quickly to Jaden out of California. Jaden.
Yes, I'm here.
You said just before we went to break that if you didn't think, you don't know what you would do, something like that.
Yeah.
What did you say exactly?
Without the thoughts telling me what to do, I would basically just do nothing because I don't know what I'm supposed to do if I don't have a thought telling me to do, like, even a thought to tell me, like, to call this show, not a practical thought, like a real devil thought, even telling me to do something, and I do it.
Well, the devil didn't tell you to call the show, that you can bank on. Why don't you stop thinking and see what happens?
Because I don't know how to stop thinking.
By watching the thoughts and do nothing about them. Just be aware of them. Don't do what they tell you. Except for go to work, time to eat.
Well, I don't have a job, but
drive your car. Why don't you stop thinking and see what happens? Why don't you have a job?
Because I doubt I can get one.
Why don't you go see if you can get one or not?
I have seen. I've went door to door in my city, in the city over. I could probably do it more, but
you
can, I just have doubt.
You can get a job if you want one. You can cut grass. You can work at McDonald's.
Mexicans took all the jobs.
I'm sorry?
I'm in California. Mexicans took all those jobs.
You can work at McDonald's. You can go work at where they build homes and things. There's no such thing as you cannot get a job.
Well, the Mexicans took the McDonald's and the cutting the lawn and doing all that.
Have you tried?
Yes.
Well, go try some more.
All right.
But
I'll try some more.
Stay with it, Jaden. If you stop listening to those thoughts about fear and all that, you'll be fine. But as long as you listen, meaning that you do what they say or believe them, then you're going to be in hell.
Hell.
I wish you well.
All right. You too.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. I want to show you this really fast. Some of you may have heard about this, that there was a burning cross in downtown Chi-Town, better known as Chicago. A burning cross in Chicago, and supposedly it sparked fear. ABC 7. Video captured a burning cross in downtown Chicago, Grant Park, on Tuesday afternoon. And this woman said that she and her daughter, they say mother, she and her daughter driving by the video burning. And they couldn't believe their eyes. Watch this from CBS Chicago.
We know Chicago police spent about 3 hours investigating this cross burning earlier tonight. Right now, they have not stated if they have anyone in custody, why it happened, and more importantly, who is behind it. But the sight of a cross burning in this public park stirred up so many emotions and left people in shock.
In 2026, we are burning crosses.
The flames from this cross burning in the middle of Grant Park visible for anyone coming down Columbus Drive. It left this mother and daughter in pure disbelief.
How did this happen? Like, I'm sure the people walking past saw someone walking down the street with a cross, sit it up there, and then light a fire to it. I'm surprised there wasn't more people watching this.
The mother and daughter were driving near Grant Park. They did not see who started it, but they say it stirred up so many emotions.
I know that my grandmothers and great-grandmothers and grandfathers have experienced in real time, in real life, in the South. So immediately, I just felt sad.
It's very hurting because it's just like, even in schools, they make it seem like things like that were so long ago and we're making so much progress, and we're clearly not. There is no progress because it's clearly happening to this day in broad daylight.
It's happened to me right in front of your face. See how evil human beings are? Think about this. Two people driving down the road, they see a cross burning on the side of the road, and they react. They get a thrill from it. They get upset. They get scared. Grandma and grandpa down south, they went through that. Why are you feeling that about a cross burning? And why don't you know that something is wrong with you? That you're feeling that way over something happening on the outside of you that has nothing to do with you. All thoughts and all emotions are evil, and that's a perfect example. Those two females love the thrill of being angry at reaction. That's all that is. It's just a thrill. It's an ego thrill. It's not even real, and they feel justified in the way that they feel about it. Emotions are evil. They have nothing to do with God. God is not an emotional God. He is a dispassionate God. Satan is your emotional God. You and the devil are one when you are emotional. And that you can rely on and never worry. You got to overcome your God, false God, fake God, little g God, but it's not real. Chicago police released a new photo of a person of interest seeing fleeing the scene. Watch this, image from ABC 7. So they said, That's the image of the person they say fleeing the scene. That they don't know if he was running from the burning because he saw it too and ran or what happened. But they say, at least you're looking for this person. Amazing, huh? And you think that's bad, and it is. These two black people overreacting to a burning of a cross. It's just a piece of wood burning on the side of the road. That's all it is. But you feel something about it. And now you feel better than the cross burner. And you say, I would never do that. I can't believe they're doing it. Somebody needs to see something. You may not be burning the cross, but you may not be burning physically out there, but you're on your head. You're judging the person that set the cross on fire. It's just a piece of wood. And you think that's bad. The Catholic religion is messed up anyway. But a Roman Catholic priest emphasized that a burning cross is a decade-long symbol of hate and white supremacy. And so he's offering a $10,000 reward, according to Fox 32. Watch this.
Joining us this morning from St. Sabina is Father Michael Flager. Thanks so much for your time this morning. What were your initial thoughts after seeing this video right in the middle of Grant Park yesterday?
Well, you know, we all know this is a decades-long symbol of hate and white supremacy and Ku Klux Klan. And it revives what it was meant to do, the fear and the anger. And it also revives the trauma that a lot of people at that cross meant for decades in this country. And, you know, for this, it cannot be towered. It must be condemned by every race, every creed. Everybody should be condemning this everywhere today. But I really believe it should be treated as a hate crime, just like the swastika is. And we should be charging somebody as a hate crime. And frankly, if they don't have a person of interest right now, St. Sabine is going to put up a $10,000 reward for the arrest of the person or persons who are responsible.
What a lost Roman Catholic priest, huh? All lies. Everything he just said was lies. Number one, there's no such thing as a hate crime. All crimes, I mean, don't say, he didn't say love, but hate crime. All crimes are hate. Hate crime, all crimes. It's not done out of love, sir. It's done out of hate. And the cross has not always been a symbol of hate. If this priest had any sense, he would be telling, why are these people reacting to a burning cross? It's not happening to you. It's happening to the wood and the tree that it's sitting up against. Why are you overreacting to the world? And when will you overcome the world? When will you overcome the world? Be in it, but not of it. So you can stop getting thrills with your emotion from hurting yourself and other people. What a lost Catholic priest. That's why I suggest do what you want to the Catholic people, Orthodox people, and all these different religions. You need to be going right to God rather than to some person. You can go to the Father on your own. You don't need to go through anyone. But no, you would rather trust an outer source than the inner source. The Catholic priest says this incident should be met with a very strong response. See how he's encouraging evil? Watch this from 532.
And seeing images like this does instill fear in probably some of our viewers this morning. What's your message to them when they see something like this that obviously has some kind of racial undertones to it?
Well, I think for them to do it, like you mentioned, in Grant Park at Columbus Balboa, that was very intentional to do it at a very public place. Somebody wants to send a strong message of hate and of racism and of supremacy. So it has to be met with a very strong and a very aggressive response so they understand, don't try this anyplace else, and whoever did this, we're going to get you.
Encouraging you to be evil. No such thing as hate. No such thing as supremacy. And no such thing as racism. The priest is lying to you. He's doing the works of the devil by keeping you in darkness. The priest should be saying, you know what? It's just a cross. Go on with your life. It ain't happened to you. And all the emotions that you have about it is happening in you. Your mind is not out there. It's in you. Get over the thoughts and emotions and be free. Be free of the devil. But no! He's encouraging you to stay with the devil as he is with his father, the devil. The priest! Where's the love? Ain't no light coming through this priest. That's amazing. And one other quick one. Apparently, there's this movie coming out. Listen, folks, stop reacting to this stuff that's happening out there and it's happening in your mind. It's a setup. God didn't tell you to react to a cross burning. He said to forgive. They know not what they do. He didn't tell you to go crying, hate crime, hate crime, white supremacy. He tell you to forgive. You were created to love your enemy and to love God with all your heart, soul, and might. If you don't have love, then you and God are not one. You and Satan are one. And that you can bank on. What a mess, huh? One other quick thing. Apparently, there's a movie, I guess it's coming out today. Is this movie coming out today? It's out today. Nick, I lost my screen. Do you believe in life as a love? I can see you something. I got it back. There's this movie coming out by Steven Spielberg. This is from X. Steven said that, according to X, Steven said that his new movie, Disclosure Day, about aliens, will have Christians and people of faith. I don't feel your faith. It's about my faith. It's all about faith. What the? I don't feel your faith. But Steven said Christians and people of faith. This movie is going to have them second guessing their own religion. Watch this from CBN News.
Steven Spielberg and his new movie Disclosure Day, which is basically about the unveiling of aliens, is stirring quite the controversy within the church. Take a look.
If this truth were just known overnight, if the government announced, yes, we have been keeping this from you since 1947, that would mess up a lot of people. And the movie also takes the position of the church. What does this do to the fundamental beliefs that many of us have? And, is God our God only on this planet, or is God a God for every system where there's civilization, intelligent life, and even developing life?
Amazing. I wonder if Steven really feel that or believe that this movie will make you forget, second guess your own religion, or is he saying this in order to promote his movie? Ain't that been moving the world? I wonder if he's just saying this to make you like, oh, I'm going to go and see if he's going to make me second guess my own religion. Because the ego person was, I'm going to go and see if he, they're going to challenge it. They would take on the challenge. And that may be what Stephen want you to do, because ain't that much move in the world. What the? 888. I seriously doubt, maybe weak people, maybe they would be affected by it. But I don't think there ain't that much movie going on. He's doing an interesting job of promoting his movie. But we'll see. And this is the same guy that produced and directed E.T. According to Wikipedia, did E.T. ever phone home? He did.
I think he did.
Did E.T. phone home?
Didn't he phone home?
I don't know. E.T. phone home.
Pretty sure he phoned home.
I don't think he ever phoned home. Maybe he did. Maybe he did, because I don't think the aliens were smart enough to make a phone.
He had the finger.
Oh.
He phoned home, I think.
So he did phone home?
I cannot be sure, which I'm revealing my lack of American movie knowledge.
Yeah.
So don't deport me.
Maybe.
But I'm pretty sure he phoned. Yes, Chad is saying he phoned home.
I'm about to say hate would be all over AI. Right,
that's true. I have it right here. What am I doing?
Did E.T. phone home?
I'm being a terrible James right now. Yes, E.T. phoned home.
Oh, yeah. What the? Did he use a cell phone or a landline? Amazing. Let me go to Daryl out of New York. Hey, Daryl, you are on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Daryl.
Yeah, that was a nice soliloquy about hate crime. I like that.
Right on. Amazing.
Yeah, even though it didn't make no sense. But before we go, Jesse,
what didn't make sense?
No, let's skip that.
No, what didn't make sense?
what didn't make sense about the hate crime? Yeah. You said all crimes are hate. You said all crimes are hate crimes.
Yes.
So if I jaywalk across the street, is that a hate crime? Who did I hate?
All crimes. You think they're love crimes?
But if I walked across the street in a city that says no jaywalking, and I walk in the middle of the intersection, I walked across, who did I hate?
You're breaking the law. That's not a crime. You're just breaking the law. Is there such a thing as a love crime?
No, but you're trying to jump over the subject.
I'm asking you one more time. Hey.
Go ahead, Justin.
Walking across the street, the light, is breaking the law. A crime is when you hurt someone.
No.
Or when you steal something. Is there such a thing as love crime there?
Jesse, can we get the definition?
Is there such a thing as a love crime?
There's a crime of passion, which means a love crime.
A passion is not love.
Jesse, can we get to the topic? Because you're trying to twist words. You're not making any sense.
Is passion love?
When a passion crime happened, that's between lovers. A lover's quarrel. So that's a passion of love.
That's
a love quarrel. Like if you walk in your house and you see a woman, your wife, having sex with another man, that's a crime of passion.
Is passion love?
Forget it, Jesse. You don't know definitions. It's a waste of time talking about that.
Is passion love?
Jesse, you don't know the meaning of words sometimes.
That's what I'm asking you, Daryl.
I gave you an example.
Is passion love?
Whatever you want to call it, because it's your imagination, it's your mind. Whatever you want to call it.
Daryl, is passion love?
It's whatever you want to say it is, Jesse. I don't know what to tell you.
Do you call passion love?
We're talking about the definition of crime.
Do you call passion love?
I don't know what happened with your brain. Honestly, I don't know. Because we're talking about crime, and you're jumping over it. You're trying to separate the word passion from crime, Jesse. You cannot do that.
Even when you walk across the light and you're not, you're doing that in an unconscious state, and that and you're still in a hateful state when you're unconscious.
I got you, but that's not what
so
I told
you. Answer this question for me. Then I want you to get to what you call about. But let me ask, is passion love?
We're talking about crime and passion. So we have to put those words together. You cannot separate the two. We're talking about a passion of crime. The same way with hate crime. But you cannot separate them and try to just take the word passion and make it love.
So is passion and crime a love crime or a hate crime?
Yes, it's a love crime.
And so are you calling passion love?
Forget it, Jesse, because you don't know the word.
Just give me a yes or no to that. That's all. Are you calling passion love?
Passion itself is not something of love. But when you put the word...
It's a hate crime then.
It's not a hate crime. Forget it. You don't understand words. So it doesn't make no sense. You don't understand. I don't know. You dropped out of fourth grade or something. But anyway, let's talk about...
No, I finished high school, man.
I'm sure you didn't. But anyway,
Go ahead, Darryl.
So we're talking about Carmelo Anthony, right? You had a lot to say about that. Yeah, Carmelo Anthony.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So we're talking about Carmelo Anthony, right? When a cat is stuck in a tree and white people go all crazy and feel fuzzy inside and call the fire department, is that all ego?
You said when a cat is in a tree?
Like when a cat is stuck in a tree and you know how white people go all crazy inside and get fuzzy and they call the fire department and police. Is that ego or do they really care about the cat?
I don't know if they ever, I've seen anybody call the police for a cat, but if they overreact to answer your question, if they overreact to the cat in the tree, that is ego.
Okay. So when a dog is hungry...
Darryl, can you hold on for me?
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, hold on. Let me take a break. Stretch off on peel.net. Back in a moment.
Thank you.
we have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. It's all like country western Tuesday. All right, folks, welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Number one, no Hake report today. Hake is out. No Hake report. If the Lord is willing and the creek will rise, he'll be back on Monday. Or you'll see him on Sunday, too. And then at 11 a.m. today, Pacific time, a brand new episode of TheFallenState.tv. TheFallenState.tv. I had an interesting and fun and enlightening conversation with Amy Reichert. Reichert. R-E-I-C-H-E-R-T. Reichert. And she's an activist and founder of Restore San Diego. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
A little-known socialist candidate all of a sudden overtakes Spencer Pratt. Mysteriously, Skid Row saw a 133% jump in voter turnout.
I remember in the good old days, before we went to bed, we knew who won or lost.
So of course, we had COVID and the lockdowns. Everything was by mail.
Why don't the federal government do something about this?
We should see arrests in election interference coming in 1 to 2 months.
Amazing. And again, you can support The Fallen State right there on the YouTube channel or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. And so that's today at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And around 12 or so, give or take, right after The Fallen State, The American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. And you see, you got all this energy today given to him by God. It's not even a gift, meaning that he doesn't have to give it back. It's the energy to live by. Isn't that amazing? And then check out Billy on Punchy TV, punchy.tv with Bill. You can podcast. Amazing. And Sunday morning fellowship, you're all invited. Come on down. The meeting starts at 11. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. Pacific time. And then 2 p.m. Eastern time. Go to rebuildingdemand.com/church. Rebuildingdemand.com/church. And thank you all so much for your support to help us, to help others. Thank you all. Let me go quickly back to New York and talk to Daryl about Camilla Anthony's situation. Daryl, go ahead.
Yeah, so what I'm trying to get to the bottom line is, you know how white people feel all fuzzy inside when the cat's stuck in the tree
or a dog is hungry, they bring them inside, they feed them, they see a dog starving, right? There's so much, they so much care about animals, right? You know this is a real thing. They get all fuzzy inside. They see a whale come to shore. It makes news. They bring all the helicopters, ABC News, any kind of news come out. And they want to say, let's free the whale. Let's put the whale back in the ocean, right? You know that kind of stuff, right, Jesse?
I know what you're talking about, yes. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So what I'm trying to say is, if a human being is caught in a rainstorm and goes under a tent for shelter, what in the kindness of your heart say, let this man sit under a tent? It's a storm, right? We care about the animals, but a human being under a tent, two big old brothers and their friends come to tell him he must get from under this tent and get physical with him. We all human. It's raining. We didn't come in your house. We're outside at an event. Wouldn't the kindness of your heart say, hey, just come hang with us until the rain stops and you go your way? No, they come threatening him to fight him. They put their hands on him. And he defended himself. Those guys weigh over 100, they like 50 to 80 pounds heavier than this guy. He's a small little twerp. He pulled out a legal knife, a pocket knife that's legal. And he defended himself. And now he's going to jail for 35 years for defending himself, standing his ground in a stand your ground state. You don't see nothing wrong with that.
How do you know it went the way you're saying that it went?
Because witnesses there said it. And when the report came out that the knife that he was holding was not illegal, that says it all. It's a pocket knife, something that your dad would give to you as a kid,
and,
a pocket knife.
And what made you think that Camilla was friendly?
If he was friendly or not friendly, he's sitting under a tent to escape the rain. He didn't come in their house. He's at an outside event, and it's raining. It's a storm. Keep the facts back. He didn't come there.
What made you think that he was friendly?
He did not come there for the twin brothers, so he didn't know them. So he's just trying to avoid the rain.
But what made you think he was friendly?
Because he wasn't causing no problems with nobody. So those brothers came up to him and told him he had to move.
But they said there were other black guys under the tent too, told him to get out.
It doesn't matter. Then they weren't friendly neither. Why would I tell somebody in the middle of a rainstorm that they must come from under a tent? It's not, I don't own this tent. It's a school tent. None of us own this tent. It's not like I came on your property and said, you know what? I'm trying to avoid the rain. No, that's your legal right to tell them to get out your yard. But you're in a public space.
So does it make a difference knowing that if it's true, that there were black guys under the tent?
It doesn't matter.
Does it matter to you that if it was true that black guy was under the tent telling Camilla to get out, does that make a difference?
Makes no difference.
And why not?
It doesn't matter who was there. It could have been Asians. It could have been Mexicans. It doesn't matter what color the people that were there. It's wrong. Because it's wrong. It's raining.
If the tent was Camilla, was he a student? I mean, was he on that team or something?
He wasn't on that team, but he was part of the event for another team.
But if he wasn't on that team and these people had their own tent, why didn't they have a right to tell him to get out?
You know how they filled that case? Because they don't have the authority to tell anyone to leave because it's not their property. The tent is not the kid's property. It's the school's property.
But if they don't have any owner. Daryl, if this person, Camilla, was not on their team, and they have their own tent, why didn't they have a right to tell him to get out?
They don't have the right. The same way you was in the gym, right?
And you're
they
not, like your, you're not answering the question.
I'm trying to get to the point.
But
remember
if their tent,
the gym,
they are under the tent. And if their tent, because they're occupying
they
the tent at the time,
Jesse,
why didn't they have a right to tell him to get out? You're not answering that.
You cannot tell someone to move from a place you do not own.
But they did. When they were in the tent, they owned the tent.
No, you act like it's something that's confined. It's a tent. Anybody can just walk in inside of a tent.
Daryl.
I know what you're trying to do. I'm trying to get away from the point.
No, I'm asking you, if they owned, I'm staying on the point. You said it wasn't their. Did you say it wasn't their tent, right?
It's not their tent.
But they're under. But they are under the tent. They're occupying the tent, right?
And no, because they wasn't there.
Oh, they were not under the tent.
Carmelo Anthony was under the tent.
It wasn't their tent.
Those guys walked over when they seen Carmelo Anthony under the tent and told him he had to leave. So they wasn't actually.
Where you get that from?
He was there. Because that's the statement. They showed the video, and all the people that saw the video said, this is what occurred.
And Carmelo, so let's say that happened. Why didn't Carmelo leave?
It's a rainstorm, and they don't have the authority to tell anyone to move because they are students themselves. A student cannot tell another student where he can and cannot be.
Yes,
that's
you can.
Sense.
If you own the
no,
track.
No, you cannot.
When we
no,
ran track, when I ran track, Daryl, and we had a tent because of the rain, we didn't let anyone in. We let the people in that we wanted to be a part of it.
But technically you're wrong because you don't own the tent. It's the school's tent.
If you're under the tent, you own the tent. Let's say that you did. Let's say you're under the tent. Hold on. Let's say that you're under the tent. The school owned the tent, but you destroyed that tent. We just have to pay for that tent.
If who destroys it?
If the people that's under the tent. If they destroy the tent, would they have to pay for that tent?
Most likely, no. The school would pay for the tent. I never seen an incident where the kids are liable for a tent.
If they destroy it, their parents got to pay for it.
That's state money. Nobody cares about the kids rip up books every day in school. The school pays for it. Their parents don't pay for the books.
So why was Camilla trying to feel accepted by the whites? That's why he went under the white people's tent.
You missing the point. I told you the circumstances. It was a rainstorm. If it wasn't raining, Carmelo Anthony would have never been under the tent.
It was
a storm. They already knew it was going to be a big storm that day. A big storm.
You made the storm real big.
Well, it was big enough for people to run and go under a tent. That's what people normally do when it's a big rainstorm.
Was Camilla right in stabbing the white guy? Mayor Claire, Kev, was Camilla right in stabbing him?
You're trying to jump over a point.
No. There was a question. Was Camilla right? Let's say, for conversation purposes, let's say you're right in all that you're saying, right? Was Camilla right for stabbing Mayor Claire?
If two bigger guys than you came and approached you and told you to move and they started putting their hands on you and they jumped you, and the only way you can defend yourself is pulling out a knife. And Carmelo Anthony only stabbed him one time. He just got
that's
him
all
at the wrong spot. I know, but
just one
but listen, a person that's intentionally trying to
was
kill
he right for stabbing Metcalf to death?
Jesse, you have to let me. Jesse, you have to let me get out the full thought. If somebody really wants to kill somebody, they'll keep stabbing. They will not stab you one time for you to get up off them. A murderer is going to keep stabbing you. That shows that you was intentionally trying to kill somebody. If you are attacking me and I just poke you one time, that's to say, get off me. That's like somebody come in your house and rob your house and you have a shotgun. The first bullet is a buckshot. You buck it, and if they keep trying to attack you, then
because of time, Daryl, you know, was he right for stabbing and killing, according to the report?
Yes.
Killing. He was right.
The same way you said.
You're saying, yes, you're right.
The same way Trayvon Martin died and that guy's innocent and you praise him for doing what he had to do in that situation, why is Carmelo Anthony not given the same opportunity?
Daryl.
Yes, I'm listening to you.
So you're saying
he was right. Yes. In self-defense, yes, he's right.
He's right to kill somebody.
And he didn't intentionally try to kill somebody. It's unfortunate the guy died. He didn't intend to kill.
So when you stab somebody, according to the report, when you stab somebody with a knife, you're just playing?
No, you're not playing. You're trying to... if somebody comes and attack you, Jesse, you have a gun on you, are you going to defend yourself or are you just going to let them beat you up? You're going to defend
yourself. But this boy been accused of going under their tent. But let me ask you something. Hold on a minute. According to AI, there were other tents. There were other tents, although Camilla's school didn't bring a tent. The rain was described as a light shower, a sprinkle. So why are you calling it a big old rain?
That's not true.
You act like it was a Texas storm.
It's not true what you're saying.
That's what AI said.
AI is not perfect. AI is just AI. It just goes with the what it picks up on Google, the first thing.
So AI said the rain was described as a light shower, a sprinkle, and also there were other tents as well. Why did he go into one of the other tents?
So you're going to believe AI over witnesses to the
account? Are you saying there were no other tents?
There was other tents, but if I ran...
So then, hold on. Stay with me. Wait. Just so I can understand. I'm trying to understand, really. Then I'm going to have to run because of time. Are you saying there were other tents?
There were other tents, but he
ran
to the
he go under one of those?
Because he ran to the closest tent that was near him to get under for shelter, Jesse.
How do you know that?
Because that's what was described in the situation. There is video evidence of what happened. It's funny that they don't want to. It's funny that they don't want to release it to the public because it would be a major outrage.
It also said that there were other athletes who stayed on the field or found shelter. Everybody didn't run on a tent because the rain wasn't that bad. Why are you making the rain seem like it was storming?
That's a lie, Jesse. You're trying to add.
I'm telling you what AI said.
Trying to add stuff that was because you.
No, I'm telling you, AI said that other. Other athletes stayed on the field or found other shelter.
Jesse, I'm only going with witness accounts. I can't go by what AI said.
But
AI said the Trump election was rigged. Do I have to believe that? No, it's AI. They believe everything.
Do you believe
whatever
that?
I don't believe any of that crap.
You don't believe what? Those were witness accounts, what AI said.
No.
NBC said it. How about NBC and CBS?
Jesse.
Were NBC and CBS lying about that?
Jesse, I'm gonna show you
answer that question first. Was CBS and NBC lying that there were other tents and the light and the rain wasn't that bad? Were they lying too?
It was a bad rainstorm that day.
No, I'm asking.
ABC didn't say that, Jesse.
ABC and CBS, that the witnesses said those things that I just told you. Were the witnesses lying?
That's a lie, Jesse, because I've seen the actual witness statements.
CBS is lying about the witnesses?
But you can, Hake back there can
Daryl,
look at lies Daryl, statements.
Were the witnesses lying too?
Jesse, all right. Jesse, I don't know, man.
Thank
you. You got to get growing.
Yeah, I gotta go. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. What the? Super.
Super chats.
Amazing. We got some super chats here. And I want to get it right here because we got from Half Black Tony. Appreciate your super chats on YouTube. Says, "Hola, Jesse. Tell me about the good old days.
Grandpa. Tell me about the good old days. When the line between right and wrong wasn't so hazy." Amazing. Thank you.
The Dolly?
Huh?
The Dolly?
Uh-uh. Walking. Maybe Dolly saying that, but I think it's someone else's song, too.
Amazing.
They saying that.
Walking Roscoe sent 5 Jesse Lee Peterson gift memberships.
Thank you, Walking Roscoe.
You look if you know who you are, Walking Roscoe.
Right on. Thank you.
And Heat with a Coffee says, "Diligently," with a quote, "diligently seek the rewards of a life dedicated to excellence in Christ and continual growth in edifying the kingdom of God within."
Amazing. The kingdom of heaven is within. That's for sure.
And it looks like it's a quote by N Heat. He quoted himself.
N Heat.
Jamie with the Coffee.
Is N Heat a rap group?
I don't know of a rap group like that.
Oh, okay.
It just says N Heat bought a coffee. Then a quote.
Oh, and he is the one that bought the coffee.
Right.
Right on, and he.
They quoted themselves.
That is so true. Amazing. Thank you.
Jamie with the coffee says, "You're doing well, Anchor Baby. Doing well over there. Hope you and Jesse have a fantastica weekend ahead."
Oh, thank you very much. Hate just told me that this song was by The Judge. J-U-D-G-S.
The Judge.
Grandpa.
The Judds.
Tell me about the good old days when the line between right and wrong wasn't so hazy. And Grandpa, amazing. Thank you, Hake. Even though Hake is not here working, Hake is still working.
That's true.
He white.
Amazing.
With good hair. Amazing.
Jamie with the coffees. I want to get the order correct. He sent a coffee initially saying, where's Hake? Who's this Mexican? That's it. I'm calling Tom Homan. And then he said, you're doing well.
Call Ice. Amazing. Thank you.
He goes on. He wants.
But
to,
don't call Ice on the Anchor Bay. We need the Anchor Bay.
They'll put me to work.
We need cheap labor.
No, they'll put me to work on the border.
That's right. Amazing.
I did keep the chat piffy, he says. There were two separate super chats. He didn't end one. He just overlapped the other, and it seemed like two chats.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Roy, with a coffee, says, don't mess with Bill.
No, 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 no. Leave Billy alone.
I like that song for some reason.
Amazing. Thank you.
Caesar. Okay, Caesar or Cesar with a coffee. I'm going to do my best here because it says here that this is supposed to be in your voice. Of course, I don't hear him saying this. He just wrote words. So, I don't see on your face. All right. Amazing. Okay. Thank you, Caesar.
Thank you. Amazing.
And I believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all so much. I want to mention something really fast. We've been trying to get to this all week. It just happened. Haven't. Apparently over in Mommy Africa, there's this thing called Ebola outbreak. ABC News is reporting that doctors and public health workers at the epicenter of the Ebola outbreak in Eastern Democratic Republic of Africa. Republic of Congo of Africa. And apparently, DRC told ABC News that the deadly virus is still spreading at an alarming rate. Watch this from ABC News.
The latest Ebola outbreak is outpacing the response, and the International Rescue Committee now predicts it could become the deadliest outbreak of Ebola on record.
The outbreak is completely out of control. People doesn't trust that, Ebola is a reality.
When we have fought Ebola in the past on this scale, it has been a combination of the Ministry of Health, WHO, USAID, CDC. USAID is fully gone. CDC is badly weakened. WHO has been badly weakened. The U.S., of course, withdrew from WHO and cut off all funding.
The virus is affecting parts of Congo and Uganda. These are the dire scenes in Ituri, the worst-hit region in the Democratic Republic of Congo, or DRC, where civil war, which has displaced around 3 million people, further complicates efforts to track and contain the disease.
They say that new cases are suspected and confirmed every day. Watch this.
Are you seeing new cases of Ebola suspected and confirmed in the region every day?
Every day. Patients keep coming,
Health officials believe a rare strain of the deadly virus was possibly circulating for up to 3 months undetected in eastern parts of the DRC. And that late detection means the true scale of this epidemic, which the World Health Organization is calling a global health emergency, is still emerging.
So there are a few things that set this outbreak apart. One is the momentum it has right now. There are now more than 1,000 cases of this that are known. And that is likely an undercount, perhaps even an undercount by a factor of two or three. To put that in perspective, the huge West Africa outbreak that caught the world's attention back in 2014, and which I worked on for USAID, took about 4 months to get to 1,000 cases. And that was really a turning point when it exploded. This outbreak already seems to be at that point and at that level of explosive transmission.
What is the level of urgency right now on this?
It's about as urgent as any Ebola response has ever been.
Because Ebola spreads via bodily fluids, health workers must work in protective gear to safely remove bodies of the dead.
the workers are met with mistrust and anger from the community. They're like, oh, this mask on me. Well, y'all did this once before, made people put masks on. We afraid of no ghosts. Why is this from ABC News?
But they're often met with mistrust and sometimes anger from remote communities in early stages of their grief.
It's just because of the burial thing, the burial system of the way they're using, because the thing that really incited people to start now revolting.
Grace Casimiri, an independent reporter living in Bunia, described watching the outbreak unfold and the growing outrage from families in mourning. Just days ago, angry crowds attacked and set isolation tents and treatment centres on fire in cities at the epicentre of Rampara and Mongbualu.
It's the way of burying their members, because it's somehow coming in conflict with people's culture, people's belief. You know, you need to respect the dead and send them off with all the respect and love. But now they're not given that chance.
The situation become really very risky for all of us. You know?
Doctors operating in the epicenter of the outbreak tell us the fear and lack of trust from locals is so acute, some symptomatic people are running away from isolation centres before their test results come back and potentially spreading the virus.
When the symptoms start and there's a really very, very confused, when people doesn't have trust, so they are running with their virus.
Now we bring that mess over here. I ain't put on no more mask. What the? Super chat.
Super chat. Thanks, Jesse. A few quick ones before we go. CB says Daryl is acting just like his mama. He says, Daryl, please go forgive your mother to overcome your anger and emotions.
Thank you. Amazing.
JV the Great says the caller is delusional. All of the witnesses that were there, including the black ones, testified against Carmelo. Carmelo had no business under their tent, and he had no business killing Austin for getting pushed.
I rest my case. Amazing.
Quick Coffee's Lord Have Mercy says, just wanted to say thank you for pointing me in the right direction. Back to the father. Been catching these thoughts like 90 going naus. Also, there's a young man, Andre. I'd love to hear a conversation with you too.
Right on. Thank you.
Eric with the final coffees here. The people that argue Carmelo was defending himself would never argue Chud was defending himself.
I rest my case. Uh-huh.
And that's all for now.
Lord have mercy, I feel my temperature rising. High and higher, I feel my temperature rising. I'm out of time. The Fallen State is at 11. No hate report today. The Fallen State and then the American Anchor Baby, and check out Bill on Punchy. And I'll see you all on Sunday. What the? At 10:30. Take care, folks. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
We have been rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man for the last 27 years. And we tutor counsel, we have a home for young men. We have a credit union that we started so that we can loan the money to the guys and they pay back with interest, because a lot of these guys that come from, as you know, broken families, and they have no credit. And some of them, their mothers used their credit and abused it when they were kids. Their mothers screwed up their own credit and then they got credit in the children's name. And black mothers tend to do that a lot. It's amazing. So we need your support. Continue to support us. And if you haven't donated to us, please do. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-8255. 411-2663, all right? Absolutely appreciate it.